now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
Last week's news that Erskine Bowles would not seek the Democratic nomination for governor sent many Republicans into a frenzy of jubilation. But it's a little early for former Charlotte Mayor Pat McCrory to pick out a tux for the inaugural ball. He does have $2 million in the bank and has spent virtually every day since November 2008 running for governor, much of it cozying up to the Tea Party right. But public policy polling finds the generic ballot shows that 46% of North Carolina voters would prefer a Democrat as governor. 45% would prefer a Republican. And when people find out that McCrory supported the budget passed by the Republican General Assembly, many voters, especially independents, say they are far less likely to support him. Only 16% of the state's voters approve of Republicans in the legislature. And finally, at this time 4 years ago, Republican Senator Elizabeth Dole was a popular politician, too, and held a 17-point lead over her challenger, then-state Senator Kay Hagan, who was not well-known statewide. McCrory is the clear frontrunner, but November is still 9 months away. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.